You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Darren Owen, John Budden and Mick Norton in the studio. We've got Ludlow and Plumpton domestically. We've also got a very good card over in Ireland and potential classic clues in Leopardstown with the Derrynstown Stud 1000 Guineas trial and the Derrynstown Stud Derby trial on their card. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Lord John Budden. How are you, John?
Well, not too bad. I've had a rather serious cough, but I'm getting better, Mark.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. We'll start with a quick look back at Chester, John. Three fantastic days on the Rooney. Some classic clues in there, but what stood out to yourself?
Yeah, a great 3 days, wasn't it? And what really struck me was that Aidan O'Brien's horses, as expected after the Guineas performances, are right back on top. I was tremendously impressed with Diamonds and Rubies, for example. I thought she put in a superb performance, and the way she quickened in the closing stages, absolutely top-class filly.
Yeah, she's third favourite in the Oaks betting now as well, behind Legatissimo and Found. Legatissimo is 7-2, Found is 5-1, Diamonds and Rubies 8, 10s for Star of Seville, 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Could you see her taking a hand in the Epsom Classic?
Yes, I could. As I say, I was very impressed. She's very well balanced. I think she will not be sort of unsuited to the undulations of Epsom and, not necessarily going to be the Coolmore first string, so to speak. But I like the way she ran at Chester. The other thing, rather to my sort of grinding of teeth, was the excellent jockeyship of Graham Lee. Mm. There can be little doubt that, he is a top-class jockey, Graham Lee. Possibly doesn't have quite the power of either Ryan Moore or Richard Hughes, but he's wonderful at getting horses balanced and going well for him. And when he brings a horse from off the pace, he very rarely fails to win a race. And I thought Trip to Paris was a perfect example in the Chester Cup, and even more so, to my fury, really, Mark, was the performance on Clever Cookie.
Yes.
That was a really tremendously timed run. I nearly, so nearly napped Clever Cookie, and then I thought, will Peter Niven have him absolutely spot on for the first race? And of course he did. And it was a very good performance to beat Tac de Poitron the way he did. But a superb time challenge by Graham Lee, who to me is jockey riding at the top of his form. Last thing that struck me at Chester was Collaboration and Andrew Balding. This horse obviously has improved enormously for the breathing operation, could go on to win further races, but, he's got to go out of handicaps to do so, I think. What impressed me there was a post-race interview with Andrew Balding's wife, and that exuded confidence about Elm Park for the Dante. And I think, that's a really decent horse. I was very impressed with him last year. And I thought perhaps it might have been a blessing in disguise that the Guineas had to be missed because of the ground. But the going after rain we've had recently, Mark, will be perfect at York. I think Elm Park will go well in the Dante if he really gets into the frame and even wins that. He is a possibility for the Derby, more than a possibility.
Yeah, the Dante's warming up to be quite a good race, isn't it, John? We've got Jack Hobbs likely to go there, we've got Elm Park, we're hearing that John F. Kennedy might end up going there because the ground didn't suit in Ireland on Sunday. We've also heard that about a week ago that Oman River was possibly going to be targeted at the race as well. I don't think both of the Aidan O'Brien runners will go, but it's warming up to be a cracker, isn't it?
Yeah, absolute cracker, yes. And of course it's a very good pre-looker for the Derby.
Mm. We've got all that to look forward to. Anything else caught your eye of late, John, in the news?
Well, that's a bit of a sort of catches me slightly on the hop, Mark. Anything which really gets me in the news? Not really, to be honest. No. I'm just sort of thinking of Chester. One or two jumpers that have come to mind. Martin Todhunter's got his horses in very good form. So if you are a summer jumping fan, then you could well look for horses trained by Martin Todhunter.
Yeah. Good stuff. Right, let's move on. We've got a good day of racing to look forward to on Sunday. We're going to get John's thoughts in four races. He's going to look at some of the action at Leopardstown for us and some of the domestic stuff at Ludlow. And we'll get his thoughts right on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we start at Ludlow on Sunday with the 245, which is a novices limited handicap chase, a class 3 event over 3 miles. We have 7 runners in here, John, and I suppose Greenlaw is going to attract a bit of attention given the nature of his win last time.
Yes, I think Greenlaw will attract attention and will actually be my selection. But this is a very competitive race, actually, Mark, with horses that have shown quite a lot of form here at Ludlow before. And as we know, course form around Ludlow is important. Call Me Vic to begin with. Tom George has his team in very good shape. And this horse was a perfectly sound third last time out and could improve. Lord Grantham, Henry Daly. Never miss his horses at Ludlow, although they haven't won quite as many as they might have done over the past sort of season or so. But this horse was third at Ludlow last time out, could easily improve. Jake Greenall in the saddle. Many people were fancy Belmount, but I thought this horse was well beaten, a force lass. I think Sam Twiston Davis will have to be really hard to get him to win here at Ludlow. Still believing interests me. Adam Wedge for Evan Williams. You know, Evan Williams at Ludlow, tremendous record, and still believing is not out of this contest by any means. But I'm going to go for Greenlaw. As you say, a really competent winner last time out at Wetherby. Quite a decent race. Wetherby is, you know, rather different from Ludlow, but connections have decided that this race is good enough, and Greenlaw looks an improver.
Okay, Greenlaw for Lord Budd. And then in the 2.45, hopping over the Irish Sea for the 3.10 at Leopardstown, the first of the classic trials we're going to look at. This one is the Derrenstown Stud 1,000 Guineas trial. It's a Phillies Group 3 over a mile. Obviously, it's for the three-year-olds. And Stormfly, John, has some pretty solid form in the book. She's come here chasing the hat-trick. Effort at Leopardstown looks good. She beat the reopposing Devonshire on that occasion, and the form being boosted no end by Legatissimo since. So one to beat for you?
I think so. Stormfly's got to go very well in this contest. As we say, the form has been boosted. It was fairly solid in the first place. Acts at Leopardstown, and I think ought to confirm the form with Devonshire. We have one or two others in the race who, you know, are pretty useful sorts. What do you think for Kiss by Angels, for example? Shamey Heffernan has to go, you know, reasonably well. A perfectly sound second to back on top at Limerick last time out. I would have thought had got to improve upon that. I thought improvement would definitely be required for Letters of Note. I don't think the Dundalk maiden is necessarily up to this particular scratch. But off limits, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see that go significantly better after quite a fair run at Cork last time out. And Stella Glow is another one which has the ability to improve. But the filly who has done it is Stormfly, and I think that one will be very hard to beat.
Okay, Stormfly hard to beat then. For Lord Budden in the 3.10 at Leopardstown. The 3.40 at Leopardstown is the Derrenstown Stud Derby Trial Stakes. It's a Group 3 over a mile and a quarter for the three-year-olds. Only 5 of them in the lineup here, John, but we'll start here with Order of St. George for Aidan O'Brien in those Coolmore silks. Aidan O'Brien's got a very good record in this, as you would expect. Is it going to be another winner for him and another potential classic contender?
I think a potential classic contender, no doubt, Mark. Over the years, you know, I'm not a great Irish guru, but one thing which has struck me is that you don't really consider backing Aidan O'Brien's possible classic contenders first time out, but that they improve enormously as a result of that race, and the closer they get to classic time, the better they seem to look and the better they run. But time is progressing, sun on back, all that kind of thing. And I would still think that Lord of St. George is going to be very hard to beat. What else do we have? We have a filly at the bottom, do we not?
Yes, Samaya.
And this could go pretty well, Sir Mayor. Interesting entry. I believe there's a link with Diamonds and Rubies for this particular filly.
Yes, Diamonds and Rubies was third in the race at Navan when she was fourth, finishing behind Bocca Bacchiata. So that form taking a very recent boost.
And interesting that the very shrewd connections have entered this filly in this contest. And then we have the horse that I basically like, the form horse, which is Success Days. Success Days done absolutely nothing wrong in the previous two outings. And if Order of St. George, you know, just needs that run after a period of time, then any fitness chinks will be opened up by Success Days. Andy Holding, it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say a little bit closer to the time. But here, I think Success Day's got a big chance.
OK, Success Days for Lord Budden there. Then and back to Ludlow we go for their 4.15. This is a Class 3 handicap chase over 2 miles and quite an open race, John. Who do you like in there?
I like the top one here, my brother Sylvest. I thought he ran extremely promisingly at Kempton last time. I'd just beaten by one of Emma Lavelle's better horses. And this is a spring-summer horse, my brother Sylvest. Loves to go out there in front. Ludlow should suit. I don't want there to be too much rain in the area, but if the ground dries up a bit, the faster it is, the better, and the sharper my brother Sylvest will be. It's not by any means a shoe-in for the top weight, though. Arkham is a sound Ludlow runner, got course and distance form, could go very well. And then we have Sir Valentino from Tom George's stable. Sir Valentino fell in quite a decent race at Musselburgh. I think that was the Scottish Champion Chase, was it not?
Yeah.
At the sort of pre-Cheltenham trials meeting at Musselburgh. And previously has got form here and is a definite contender. And then we've got the Skeltons going for a four-timer on Storm of Swords in this contest. Grandmother's rule, Mark, you know, three's all right, four is getting a bit greedy. Mm. I did win, though, very, very easily at Sedgefield last time out, and the stable in tremendous form. I narrow it down then to Storm of Swords going for a four-timer, but breaks Grandmother's rule. I thought my brother Sylvester ran with promise last time, and I think he can build on that.
Okay, my brother Sylvester then for John. In that one, thank you very much, John. Good luck, and you'll be in the studio, so enjoy it on Sunday.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark.
Lord John Budden will be in the studio with Darren Owen and Mick Norton. We have Ludlow and Plumpton domestically. We'll take in the action from Leopardstown as well. A good day to look forward to there. And it's all live from 1:50 p.m. So do tune in to all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.